since last year, so I just want to bring it back to where we're holding the Chapter of Chasam Adala. We saw on the Chapter of Adala the figure of Itmar Hanoha Ba'azol Adam Ba'al Korcho, Machokas Abayi and Rava. And we pointed out that here we have a very, very clear distinction, clear differentiation between the way the Rishonim were in the Sugya and the way the Achronim were in the Sugya. The Rishonim were in the Sugya that we have over here, an Ukimta of Davar Sheino Miskaven, that this relates, as the Gemara says, directly to Machokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. And so the Rishonim try to fit all of these cases into the framework of Davar Sheino Miskaven. And we're dealing with a case where there is a possible Easter as opposed to a Psik Resha. And then the heter that we have over here, according to Rav Yehuda, of Davar Shi Yefshar, that if the Avera is very, very hard to make an end run around the Avera, then even Miskaven we would have a heter if this wasn't a Zikr Kavana. Very, very radical. We don't pass in that way, but the possibility of passing that way is very, very frightening. However, the Achronim, they say, no. In other words, that we have over here a unique situation of Hanoah Haboah Memela. Hanoah Haboah Memela, there is no Easter of Psik Resha. It's something which is a Metzius. It's not something that one is, it's not a Pula. And here we have a din of Davar Shi Yefshar. Rav Lichtenstein and his shir on Wednesday wanted to link this in with the Rabbeinu David. I couldn't find the link in Rabbeinu David, but clearly this is the Pnei Yehoshua, this is Reb Chaim, that's the way they learned. And then we ended off last time with a discussion of the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros, in which the Rambam over there contrasted two worlds of Iser. The world of Iser that we had been discussing up to this point in the Perek, namely the world of Isurei Achila, and this sugya which is dealing with Isurei Hana'a, that we have a contrast between these two worlds of Isur Achila and Isur Hana'a, and they differ in terms of their criteria. Namely, in order to be chayav on either Isurei Achila or Isurei Hana'a, there has to be a degree of kavana. Ha'ochel ma'acha mima'acholos asuros derech skok o mis'asek, chor we have over there no kavana. Similarly, Hanoah Habola Adam Baal Korcha L'chor, we don't have over there a Kavana. However, there's a contrast in terms of the Halachos. In the world of Isurei Achila, even if there is no subjective Kavana, we have a principle, Ho'il V'Nehene Chayav. Hamis'asek V'Cholom V'Arayos Chayav Shekein Nehene. That the Nehene, the Hanoah of eating something which is Macholos Asuros, or in the world of Isurei Bia, of a bia, of an erva, that hanoah is the equivalent of miskaven. Kim miskaven? Afal pi shelo niskaven, ha'ol v'nehene chayav, kemisha niskaven. However, in the world of Isurei hanoah, we have no such halacha. Either you are miskaven, or you're not miskaven. There's no kim miskaven in the world of Isurei hanoah. Reb Shimon Shkup, in his Shara Yosher, in Chelek Gimel, Simon Kafhei, wants to explain that we have over here a basic distinction between the nature of an Isur Achila and the nature of an Isur Hana'a. An Isur Achila, you're over when you do an objective Maisa Achila. There's what's called a Maisa Achila, Hana'a Sagara, Hana'a Sachek. We have an objective Maisa Achila. As long as that Maisa Achila is your Maisa Achila, then you're Chayav. What turns a Maisa Achila into your Maisa Achila? Classically, Kavana. I want to eat. So this turns it into my Ma'asa Achila. However, we have in the world of a Ma'asa Achila other things that will cause that Siruf, other things that will take an objective Ma'asa Achila that you are going through the motion and will call it your Ma'asa Achila. It could be Kavana, that's the ideal. It could be Psik Resha, namely if you know that this is going to come about. You're going through a Pula Muteris, but you know that via this Pula Muteris is going to be a Psik Resha of a Ma'acholos Asuros, then it's considered to be your Maisa, and Hu Hadin Nehne. If you have subjective Hana'a, even though this wasn't your intent, this is considered to be your Maisa. Namely, to take an objective Maisa Achila and consider it yours, we have three tracks. A track of Miskaven, a track of Psik Resha, a track of Shekein Nehne. Masha'enkin, in the world of Isurei Hana'a, there's no such thing as an objective Hana'a. Hana'a by its nature is subjective. Namely, the whole Iser Hanoah is your desire to get benefit from this particular object the Torah forbade you to get benefit from. So here, Psik Reisha is irrelevant. Here, Shekein Nehene, in other words, is irrelevant. Certainly you're getting Hanoah. That's not the point when you're getting an object of Hanoah. The point is that you're a subject of Hanoah. That's only miskavin. In the world of Hanoah, we only have one criteria. Are you miskavin or not miskavin? Hanoah, balo lo adam bal korcho, b'yisra mikol ha'yisurim, miskavin osur, lo miskavin muter. Namely, the world of Yisra Achila, there's an objective act. The question is this objective act your act? So it's become yours via Kavana, it can become yours via Hanoah, it can become yours via Psik Reisha. When we're dealing in the world of Isuri Hanoah, by its nature is subjective. So the only way of calling this an Isur Hanoah is if you have Kavana. You have Kavana, yes, you don't have Kavana, no. That's where we're holding up to this point, that's where the Rama learned the Sugya. The Rama learned the Sugya over here in the world of Kavana, Tafka Hanoah Memela. Any Hanoah fits into the Sugya. At this point, we're at the point where we set up that the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, according to the Lishna Basra, is as to whether Rav Yehuda allows for a criteria of e-efshar to override kavana. That even if you're miskaving to be nehene, if you're dealing with a situation where there'd be a tremendous torah to do things in another manner, according to Abaye, we have over here a heter, and according to Rava, ma pitom, nothing is going to override kavana. Not in other words, neither not the world of Yeshua is not going to override Kavana. So each side is going to bring rayas. And again, all of these rayas are within the Lishna Basra, in which Abaye and Rava are dealing within Rav Yehuda. We don't paskin like this Gemara. This Gemara is mamish the Hagdil Torah ula ha'adira. We do paskin like the rayas, but as to whether it's really going to help us within the machlokas. We're going to paskin like Rav Shimon within the machlokas, you know, Shimon Rav Yehuda. So, with that introduction, now let's get into the sugya. Amar Abaye, Meno Amin Allah, the third line, fourth line. The Tanya, Amar Allah, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hayo Yoshev B'tzilo Shel Heichal, V'doresh Kol Hayom Kula, V'ha'acha D'lo Efshar. We have over here, there was no, according to Rashi, there was no hall in Yerushalayim that was large enough to accommodate the crowds that wanted to listen to Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ein lecha beis medrash machzikan. So we're dealing with a case of lo efshar v'kam machaven, and the bottom line is that people would be nehene from the sale. So we see the lo efshar v'kam machaven is mutar, even though we're dealing over here with an iser hanoah of being nehene from the hekdesh, from the beis hamikdash. This is a raya to Abaye that he efshar will override Kavana. So over here, before we see what the answer is, there on the Ukimta, Rabbi Nodavid has a very, very proper he'ara in terms of Rashi. He felt that Rashi added over here two words that are kol hamosif goreya. Rashi points out umitoch shaharachov gadol in dibur hamaskil haheichal. It's one of those dibur hamaskils that even in the additions where the Dibur Maskul of Rashi is stressed, over here for some reason it wasn't stressed. Ha'echel, the word ha'echel is found in the Gemara, right? So that should be stressed. Govo mea ama, tzilo holech me'rachok ma'od b'rachov shelefnei harabayis, u'mitoch sharachov godol hayo machzik b'nei adam harbe, haya doresh sham. Then he continues, mipnei hachama. And then he continues, "Nei she'ein lecha beis medrash machzikun." Had Rashi left out those two words, everything would have been kafta v'ferach. But Rashi adds in those two words, "Nei hachama," and that it appears that Rav Yochanan had a dual kavana in mind when he gave his shiur outdoors. A, he needed a large space; he didn't want people to be standing in the hallway. B, he wanted a place that would be mutzal. He wanted a place that would be in the shade. The Seder, but he looked for a place that had two criteria. He looked for a place that had the criteria of size and shade. That is not, that Rabbi Nodavid points out, that's not our issue over here of Hanoah Bal Alad Bal Korcho. Rabbi Uchlenstein spoke about this on Wednesday. When you do an act and you have two kavanos in mind, that's not a case of Davar Sheno Miskaven. Davar Sheno Miskaven is where you do an act with one kavana in mind. I'm pulling the chair because I want it on the left side of the room instead of the right side of the room. I'm happy that there was a ditch, but I didn't do it because I wanted to kill two birds with one stone. If I want to kill two birds with one stone, that's not a case of davar sheino miskaven. That's not a case of hanoah haba lalo adam bal korcho. That's a case of miskaven. That's miskaven. That's usur. Yesher is not going to help you in such a case. Yesher is only going to help you if you want to move to a large area because you need a large area. And it happens that there is tzel, and it happens people will be happy in the tzel, then we have a question whether the Yesher overrides the miskaven. But if l'chatzchila, the place was chosen because it meets the two criteria, that's like moving the chair because I want it to be on the right side of the room and I want a charitz. There's no heter of the Yesher. So, in other words, again, Rabbeinu David is pointing out that Rashi would have been smoother had he not added in those two words. But cholera over here, I don't think it's machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu David, yes?
Rashi seems to say that earlier, so you also, the first Rashi,
yes?
Yes. Rashi and Efshar v'kam chavein. It says, Efshar v'li badel, v'kam chavein miskarev k'dei lehenos. Sounds like the same thing. You're going in that path because you want to be nene.
K'dei lehenos.
Okay,
in other words, so maybe, that this is a shita of Rashi, that even here we're going to apply the din of Davar Sheino, that's tremendous Kiddush. Okay, in any case, Rabbeinu David is what we call normative, the world of Davar Sheino Miskaven. If Rashi really meant that, and Reuven points out that if Rashi says it twice, l'chora, it's not over here at Tolis HaSelf there, that Rashi would say that even in the case where you have a dual kavana, the Yesher would override, that's a very, very, again, radical. Radical head.
Would it be Rashi Lishtaso in that Sugi and Beitza on the Gimel?
Wow. I have to look into it again. It's a good question. I have to look into it. I didn't think of that. I didn't remember the previous Rashi. I'm sorry. Okay. But now let's see how Rava deals with this Raya of Abaye. Amar Rava, Shaini Heichal Dilatocho Asui. Namely, don't bring any Raya from the tzel of the Heichal because it is mutter to be nehene from that sale. Why? So over here, Rashi connects the dots, and he says, "Degatocho asui ve'ein hanoas tzilo nesra de'ein zederach hanoaso." Namely, that let's go back to Daf Kavdalad Amid Beis. We point out on the Daf Kavdalad Amid Beis that when we have a hanoa which is eino kedarko, then we have a ptur. So over here also, we have a hanoa she'eno kedarko, and therefore you can't bring any raya from this halacha. On this Rashi, we have two questions. One that Tosas raises, and the other that Rabbeinu David raises. We'll go in the order take Tosas, then Rabbeinu David. Tosas raises the issue, perish akuntris ve'en hanoas tzilo neseres de'en ze derech hanoa. So Tosas, just a minute, v'yim tomar, the sugya over there said, where do we distinguish between derech hana'aso and ein derech hana'aso? That's when we're dealing with isurei achila that expand into isurei hana'a, and the Torah used the language of achila. So just as achila, we have a din of kedarko, so also hana'a. However, if we're dealing in the world of kilei hakerem, or we're dealing on the level of basar v'chalav, where we're learning out from a makar where achila is not mentioned, so then, in such a situation, we have a chiyuv even shelo kederach. So l'chora mi'ila is similar to basar v'chalav and kilei hakerem, haloksi v'achila. V'afilu shelo kederach yehei asur. Namely, that we pointed out that we have situations like avodah zarah, like mi'ila, which are not isurei achila that are expanded, but rather they are worlds of hana'ah per se. Who says over there that we're going to have a heter of shelo kederko? So over here, how did Rashi know that the heter of shelo kedarko, which was mentioned in the Gemara, in the world of an achila which expands, is going to apply over here? So Tosa says, v'yesh lamar, the mi'ila yalfinan, chet chet mitruma, ubetruma ksiv achila. And then Tosa points out, what about the world of Ashera? No, Ashera, that's derech hanoa to sit under the tzel of an Ashera. And in the world of Avodah Zarah, Bichlal, it doesn't. That's a unique world of Isur Hanoah. It doesn't mention Achila at all. And were it to be an Okedarko Yitachen, we would have an Isur. Let's just go back a minute to what Tosa says. The Meila Yalfin and Chet Chet Mitruma Ubetruma Ksiv Achila. Here we have a machlokas rishonim. What is the makor of the isur of me'ila? The Torah tells us, black on white, in Vayikra and Perek Hey, that we have an isur of me'ila, but the Torah limits the isur of me'ila to a certain ukimta. Perek Hey, Pasuk Yudalad, Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Nefesh Kisim Oma'al, V'chata'a Bishgaga Mikotshei Hashem. When we have me'ila b'shogeg, then we have an Aveira, and then on this Aveira there's an Asham Me'ilot, and Karen and Chomesh are paid. What about Hizid B'Me'ilot? What if a person was Moel B'Mezid? That's not this Parsha. This Parsha says V'chata Bishgaga. So if you look a little further on in Pesachim, in our Perek, Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis, Lamed Gimel Amed Aleph, Hizid b'me'ila, b'misa. That's the sheet of Rebbe. Hizid b'me'ila, Rebbe omr b'misa, chamim omrim ba'azhara. My time of the Rebbe, amar vavo, gamar chet chet mitruma. Matruma b'misa, af me'ila b'misa. Umina, matruma b'kizayas, af me'ila b'kizayas. And Rabbanan over there disagree that in the world of truma, the world of truma is later on in Parashas Emor, that over there, in Perek Kaf Beis, the Torah tells us that the Shamru es Mishmarti, Perek Kaf Beis Pasuk Tes, v'lo yisu olav chet umesu bo ki yechaluhu. Ani Hashem mikatsham v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh toshav koyin v'sakir lo yochal kodesh. Kodesh over here refers to the world of truma. We have an iser of eating truma, and were someone to eat truma b'mezid, then umesu bo ki yechaluhu, there would be a misa b'day shamayim. So since over here it says lo yisu olav chet, and in the world of Mi'ilo it says v'chata bishkaga, so the Gemara makes a hekesh in terms of the onesh. That according to Rebbe, just as we have Misa B'Day Shemayim for eating Truma B'Mezid, so also we'd have Misa B'Day Shemayim for eating Kodshim B'Mezid. Rabbanan say, no, it says v'mesu bo'iki yechaluhu. That's a din bedafka in the world of Truma. Tosos and Rashi understand, this is the Rashi over here on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that this is not just a hekesh in the world of onesh. This is a makar for the isur of me'ila b'mezid. That we learn out that me'ila b'mezid, just as truma eaten b'mezid is asur, so also kachim, that you are nehene b'mezid, we have an isur. That's the chet chet mitruma. It reflects itself in the world of the punishment, but it's more than punishment. This is the makar of the Iser. That's what Sosa says. Yeshama de mi'ila yalchinan chet chet mitruma. Uvitruma ksiv achila. It says, v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. That's the makar that we would have a heter of shelo kedarko in the world of mi'ila. Just as in the world of truma, since it says achila, so we are matir shelo kedarko, so also in the world of mi'ila. And if the sugya, if you look over in Daf Lamed Gimel, it points out that this drasha of Chet Chet is found in Kedushin Mem Beis Amud Beis, Sanhedrin Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Zvachim Tmura Me'ila. All of these sugyos deal with dinim. Namely, let's say in Me'ila on Daf Yud Ches, it says that just as Truma is B'mechubar, there is no Iser of eating, so also Me'ila there's no Iser B'mechubar. Kedushin Mem Beis, just as there's no din of shlichus for a goy in truma, there's no din of shlichus for a goy in me'ila. Every one of these is dealing with a din. Tosus and Rashi understand these aren't just comparisons in terms of the halachot, but they're comparisons in terms of the makor. This is the makor. The problem is with this is that if this is the makor, namely that we are learning out achila of in the world of me'ila from achila in the world of truma. Truma says achila, and therefore we say chet chet mitruma, that mi'il b'mezid is also aser. So here you have this little schmitzik in Tosfos that sends us to Gun Hashas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Ayin Shagat Aryeh, Simon Ayin Vav. That's Simon we saw. That That's the Shagas Ari that talks about the fact that Yom Kippur doesn't say the word Achila, it says the word Inui, and therefore Yechayev even Shalokederech Achila. Ay, Ha'ocha Achila Gasa is Pater, that's Xeres HaKosa because you're Mazik yourself. But basically, we don't have a din of Isur, of Kadarko, in the world of Yom Kippur. In that same tshuva, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't understand what Tosis is talking about. If we have a din of Me'ila, which is learned out from Truma, and in Truma it says Achila, so that's parallel to the sugya we had on Daf Kaf Heyamad Aleph, Basar V'Chalav. Basar V'Chalav, we learn out the Isur Achila from the world of Trefa, Anshe Kodesh Tihi Yunli, right? Menayin Lebasar V'Shal Shu Asar, because it says Anshe Kodesh Tihi Yunli. In other words, this is over there in the world of Trefa, we have, it says Achila, so also Basar V'Chalav is going to Asar B'Achila. But the Gemara says that Basar V'Chalav is Asar V'Achila, even Shelo Kedarko, because it doesn't say Achila in the world of Basar V'Chalav. The Iduch the Kamosiv, the Amora over here, who's asking the questions, he holds, well, it's learned out from Nevela. Nevela and Trefa are one of the same. Ma Nevela, it says over there, Achila, Basar V'Chalav, it says. But, in other words, when you learn out something from a different place where it has Achila on that other place, we have a Machokes Amoroim as to whether the Din of Kedarko applies or not. So Shagas Aryeh says, Nachon, it says Achila by Truma, but it doesn't say Achila by Me'ila. It simply says Ki Simol Ma'al. So how do you learn out over here that you require Achila Kedarka in Me'ila from Truma? We don't say that by Basar V'Chalav. By Basar V'Chalav, we saw that Abaye said that there is no problem from the fact that Basar V'Chalav is learned out from Nevela, even so it says Achila by Nevela, doesn't say Achila by Basar V'Chalav. And we that the way Tosis is learning, we get involved in the sugya on Daf Kafei Madala. That's the Shagas Aryeh's He'ara. However, this Tosis over here is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole Machlokas Rishonim as to what is the source of the Isur of Me'ila B'Mezid. Tosis learns it out from Chet Mitruma. Doesn't say that black and white in any Gemara. The Gemara has a whole slew of halachos that are learned out one after the other from Truma to Me'ila, but not the source. That's Tosis and Rashi's expansion of the Gemara. But if we look in Hilchos Me'ila of the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, we find Hilchos Me'ila. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam has a whole different source. Rambam is basing himself on the Gemara in Makos. Kol ha-moel bezadon lo ke'umeshalein. Azhar asha me'ila, sheneemar lo tuchal le'echol bisharecha ma'asar digancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha mifchad zetra v'nidarecha. Mipi ha-shmu alamdu shezo azhar la'ocha mi'besar ola. Nidarecha v'yipayis to besar ola. Ho'el v'kula l'ashem. V'hu ha-din l'shar kol kodesh shehu l'ashem levado. Bein kodesh kodesh mizbeach, bein kodesh berek habayis, im nehene pruta loke. That we're learning out from a pasuk in Dvarim, in Perek Yud Beis, where over here it says black and white, lo sucha lechol bisharecha. That would solve all the problems we have with Tosfos. This isn't a chet that we're learning from Truma, that we have over here, that in Achinami, Me'ila b'shogeg is learned out from Vayikra Perekei, but Me'ila b'mezid is learned out over here from the world of we have an Isur Achila. And the Ravid over there has a third drasha. Amar Abraham, Pshuta Mizo. I can even come up with a better drasha. Why go all the way to Dvarim? He, the Trumasa Kodashim, Lo Tochal. That we have a pasuk that if we had a Bas Kohen who was married, who was unmarried, she could eat Truma and Kodashim, Chaz and Shok. The moment she gets married, he, the Trumat HaKodashim, Lo Tochal. She can neither eat Truma nor can she eat Kodashim. So again, it says lo tochal. So according to the Rambam and the Ravid, our Gemara is kafter v'ferach. According to Tosfos, we get involved in the issue the Shagas Aryeh raises. What happens when the word achila is not found in the parish of Me'ila? You're learning it out from Truma. We have a derivative. Do we work after the source or after the derivative? Yes.
Is the Ravid saying like Tosfos? He's learning from Truma.
I'm not sure. The Ravid Tosfos learns out from v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. That's what Tosfos and Rashi say. That's the Isur. The Ravid is continuing, brings a different pasuk. He betrumas hakadoshim lo tochal. brings a pasuk which mentions both Truma and Kodesh. Generally, the pasukim over there only mention Kodesh and refers to Truma. Only pasuk that mentions Truma and Kodesh is this pasuk. So it could be the Ravid view that this is Pshuta Mizu, namely, why move all the way to the world of Parshas Re'eh? We have within the Parsha of Truma a oblique mention to Kodshim as well. And that here is the Malkar. It's unclear.
You don't need Chet.
No, right. The Ravid doesn't need Chet. I know that the Mefarshim over here, the case of Mishnah Melch, they understand the Ravid like Tosfos. But there's an Eben Ha'azel who distinguishes, but I don't have the Eben Ha'azel on Hilchos Mi'il, and I couldn't find it in the Beis Medrash. It is in the Beis Medrash somewhere. So if someone has, I'd like to see it. But I think he's the one who says that the Ravid is a separate Rasha. So in any case, we have over here, in other words, in terms of Tosis's question, how do you know that the concept of Derech Hanoah applies to Mi'ila? Going to the Rambam, Chored Vadei applies. Going to the Ravid, Vadei applies. Within Tosfos, the Chet Chet Mitruma, you have to say that you go after the source, not after the derivative. That's my focus again. I'm a Roim, Adaf Kapayam Ad Aleph. But over here, the Rabbeinu David asked a much more powerful question. What did the Gemara say about Eino Kederach Achil Hanoah? What's the halacha of Eino Kederach Achil, Eino Kederach Hanoah? Patur. Gemara says Patur. What does Patur mean? So we had a three-way machokas Rishonim. Either it means Patur, it's Chayav Doraisa without Malkos, or Patur, as most Rishonim say, it's also Drabanon, or we had the one sheet of the Rav Yoh and the Mordechai that Patur means Mutur. Over here, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai allowed the people to sit in the shade of the Heichal. This was a heter. And Rashi says this heter is based on the fact that this is a Hanoah Shelo Kedarka. How does a Hanoah Shelo Kedarka give you a heter? But the Rashi is like the Rav Yoh and the Mordechai? Or Reino Lo Shamanu, that's a tremendous thing. Our Gemara only works out according to Rav Yoh and the Mordechai according to Rashi? Maybe, but we don't, you know, that's the first place that we're coming across it. So the Meiri answers the question with two answers. One answer of the Meiri is that in a chenami, it's also drabanan, but letzorach mitzvah derabim hitiru. That we find, let's say, for example, amira la'akum is also midrabanan. But if the eruv falls down, so you can tell the goy to put it up because it's mitzvah derabim. So over here also, we have an iser drabanan to be nehene from the heichal shelo kedarko, but letzorach mitzvah derabim hitiru. Right, that's the one answer. In the Meiri, Hitiru letzorach hadrasha shehaya bo mitzvah letzorach rabin. That we have such a heter of Yisum Drabana. Rabana weren't goes there if their gzera would bring about a michshol to the rabim in the world of mitzvah. However, the Meiri also gives another answer. What's the other answer? Vazehi kilu. Achar she'ein isur hana'osan machmas isur ela machmas kedusha. Achar she'ein isur hana'osan, that the isur over here of hana'ah from the sale of the mikdash is not machmas isur. We're not starting over here with an isur achila like kilei hakerem, like basar v'chalav, like nevela, treifa, v'chule, ela machmas kedusha. This is a din of me'ila. And therefore, again, the answer that we have in Isur Drabanan, but we're mafia for Tzorach Rabim, Letzorach Mitzvah, that's fine. That's normative. But the other way of saying is that
this is a special case of Kedusha.
And
the whole,
yeah.
By all other cases.
Okay, so in other words, what we have over here is the other side of the coin of what we mentioned when we learned the Gemara on Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis. And the Kaf Dalet Amud Beis, we mentioned, can you see in the back? Okay. That Isurei Achila that expand into Isurei Hana'ah, here we have a din that Shalom Kedarka is Patur. Again, we have three ways of understanding what Patur means. But here, this is the case we have Shalom Kedarka. What about situations which are pure Isurei Hana'ah, like Avodah Zarah, or like Mi'ila, right, where we're dealing with an Isur of Kedusha. So we're saying this doesn't come under this category, right? That we pointed out. When we said it the first time, we said, what does that mean? That these are Asur, Mida Oraisa, even Shalom Kedarka. that since the Torah over here doesn't have any Iser Achila that expands into an Iser Hanah, so we have no source of that Shaloka Darka is Patur, that it's more Chamor. What the Miri suggests over here is the other side of the coin. Maybe it's not more Chamor, maybe it's more Kalf. Namely, maybe that in these cases, Shaloka Darka is Mutar Mida Araisa. Here you're going to have Mutar Mida Araisa and Mida Rabban, it's Mutar Legamri. Namely, the moment we make the separation, so we could say that we're going to have over here L'chumra, that these are going to be Osir Mida Araisa, even Shaloka Darka. Or we could say no, that these are cases that are even Mutar Mida Rabbana. Shaloka Darka. I mean, we're not dealing within the same framework of the Gemara. The whole sugya is dealing with Yisurei Achila that turn into Yisur Hanah. So what the Ne'iri says over here is that even though Tosa says that Avodah Zarah is going to be L'chumra, Me'ila can be L'kula. And you don't have to view these two in the same in the same category. This is a din of Lo Yidvak Diyadacha Mu'uma Menacherim, no matter how you're going to be Dabek. Over here we're dealing with the world of Kisim Ol Ma'al. Yitachin, the Kisim Ol Ma'al means that we have a Me'ila Kedarka, and even Drabanan weren't Gozer. And that's what our Gemara is saying, according to Rashi. The moment we move over to Shalok Kedarka, we're going to move into a Heter. Namely, that Me'ila and Avodah Zarah are unique, they're unique. We had assumed up to now they're unique L'chumra. What the Me'iri is suggesting is that maybe what Tosa says that Avodah Zarah is more chamor, Avodah Zarah is going to be Osir, even Shalok Kedarka, that's Avodah Zarah. But if we're dealing with a din over here of Kedusha, so in the world of Kedusha, if you're Ne'ene Kedarka, we're going to have a Chiyuv Doraisa, Shalok Kedarka is going to be Mutar Doraisa and Midrabanan. It's an option, and it's not this case. Whether it goes above or below, that's open. So either we'll say that Me'ila Me'ikar Adin is like Kolat Arakula Tadid Drabanan, that Pator, according to Rav Rishonim, means over here that it's Asur Durabanan. But we have a unique Kula of Mitzvah Durabin. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Kula. Or we could say, no, Ekroni, it's different. This is all within the direction of Rashi. However, why one like Rashi? What alternative do we have in the Gemara? When the Gemara says that over here, that Rabbi Yochanan Taskin, the Rebbe said, Shaini Heichal D'Latocho Asui, what does L'tocho Asui mean? Rashi says, L'tocho Asui, therefore, being Ne'ene from the Tzel of the Hechal, Shalok Kedarko. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, V'dachye Rava, the fourth line of Rabbeinu Chananel at the end of the line, in my edition, V'dachye Rava, Shaini Hosam, the Hechal L'tocho Asui, V'ein Kedusha B'tzilo. So the Ne'iri brings in over here, Oshema Ein Mafrishin She'ein Iker Kedushaso Ela L'tocho Shelo Hukdash Klal Ela L'tocho. That what?
That there's
simply no Me'ila at all. In other words, that the Me'ila is a
Function of the Kedusha, that's only inside. Outside, okay. There's no Kedusha, there's no...
Okay, so here we have to understand why would Me'ila, why would we say that if you're building a Heichal, and the Heichal is Kodesh, that it's Kodosh for L'tocho and not for the outside, yes?
But, Riyamara, it just sounds like you're saying that the Kedusha only inheres the actual physical material of the shade is like a byproduct, it's not the actual Heichal itself.
The shade, in other words, were the Heichal Tocho Kibaro to be Asur, then we would have to come on to the fact that the shade is a Hanoa Shelo Kedarka. That's what Rashi says. What the Rabbeinu Chananel and the second language of the Me'ira are suggesting is that the world of Me'ila can be subdivided, that we can have an object that we will have a Me'ila for one aspect of its existence and not for another aspect of its existence.
It's okay because that's the way they planned it. The Beit HaMikdash was meant for Avoda.
Okay.
The Avoda is done inside, therefore what's on the outside is not pertinent.
Okay, so to understand this, I would just like to offer a short, very, very short survey of the world of Me'ila. We're going to get to the world of Me'ila in depth on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. There it deals with the fact that when you're mowing on an object, it's Yotza L'chulin. What does it mean? What happened to the Kedusha? How is the Kedusha Nifka V'chulei? That we'll deal with Me'ila more on Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. But in terms of the nature of Me'ila, we find a very, very fascinating machlokas in the Achronim in terms of the nature of Me'ila. We have all sorts of cases of Me'ila. We have cases of Me'ila in which one takes that which is Kodesh and removes it from the world of Kedusha for one's own personal financial benefit. One would sell something that belongs, let's say you have a gizbar who on the side would sell Hekdesh. Hopefully he would do it b'shogeg, and then, you know, but he could also do it b'nezid. Namely, this would be his side business. My father, Zichrono Livracha, was a rabbi in the Bronx. The shul came upon very, very hard times, and it was after he already left the shul. And all of a sudden, things became missing. All the Torah crown became missing. Someone was simply selling it, and he was then using the money to help the shul. But he wasn't telling anyone that all of a sudden he was just selling off the things that belonged to the shul. So if the gizbar does that, that's one form of me'ila. Another form of me'ila is where one simply takes an object of hekdesh, let's say a shofar, and one were to blow it, one were to be, to want to take a piano of hekdesh, and one were to play it. That's another form of me'ila. There's not necessarily any financial benefit, but clearly there is hana'ah. So there is a machlokes within the Achronim. What is the essence of Me'ila? Reb Chaim, both in the Chibur in Perek Ches and in the Reb Chaim HaHashas, he held that Me'ila was Gezeila. All forms of Me'ila are forms of Gezeila. Me'ila is to the world of Kachim is what Gezel is to the world of Hedyot. Reb Chaim's basic raya was from a Tosfos in Ksuvas on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, where Tosfos is talking over there about the difference of payment. This whole sugya of Kamei Midrav Minei in Perek Eilu Naros, the difference of payment when you eat truma and when you're moel. When you eat truma, the payment is basically a kapara. It's a kapara for misusing truma. However, in the world of Hekdesh, he says Avol Keren V'Chama Shel Hekdesh Eino Mishum Kapara. Ela Mishalim Mamon Shegozal Hekdesh. And he's talking over here of a case of Hana'ah. But the case of Hana'ah, every Hana'ah has a financial can be brought into financial terminology, and therefore the Easter of Me'ila is an Easter of Gezel. That's Reb Chaim. Rav Meir Simcha Midvinz, the Baal Or Sameach, he understood Pumfakir. He said every Isur of Me'ila is an Isur of Hana'ah. It's an Isur Hana'ah like we find also in the world of Avodah Zarah. He is Medayek Dafka from the language of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Me'ila Halacha Tes points out that Notal Pruta Shel Hekdesh. Let's say we have the Gizbar. What? Hana'ah. The Or Sameach says it's not a din of Gezel. It's, what?
I'm sorry, what was the Malakom again?
The Or Sameach is here in Hilchos Me'ila Perek Vav Halachates. Perek Vav Halachates. Notal Pruta Shel Hekdesh. We have a Gizbar who wants to take a bath. So he takes a Pruta of Hekdesh, Unasana Lebalan, and he gives it to the bathkeeper. Afal pi shelo rochatz, even if he regrets having done that and doesn't actually bathe, mo'al. Now we would say, why mo'al? Because he stole from Hekdesh. That's a clear case of hotzoah mehekdesh. So the Rambam says, shaharei nehene b'hiyoso rochetz b'chol eishi yirtza. The moment he gave the pruta to the balan, now he has the bath at his fingertips whenever he wants. That's a hanoah that he can bathe anytime he wants. Namely, that he moves it from the world, which would be clear what of Gezel, to the world of Hana'ah. Yes?
Even if they close down the bathhouse.
Even if they close down, right. So he has a certificate, it'll help him in another bathhouse.
Sure.
Yes?
Yeah, why did they bring a riot from the opening round of Hillel's Megillah? Because he turns off.
There, in other words, that you could have said that over there we were talking about playing the piano, and over here we're talking about, in other words, that Reb Chaim raises the possibility, why do we have to put Me'ilah into a box? Maybe there's more than one track of Me'ilah. There's a track of Hotzah, that's Gezo, a track of Hana'ah, etc. So over here, Reb Chaim brought a raya that even Tosis is talking about the track of Hana'ah, calls it Gezo. And there are some offerings of raya that even the Rambam is talking about the track of Hotzah, is talking about Hana'ah. Right. However, we do find Achronim who said that there are Tzvei Dinim. There's a famous Nesivus in Siman Kafches who says that it depends what Kodesh we're talking about. There's Kodesh Beda Kavayis and Kodesh Mizbeach. Kodesh Beda Kavayis, that's the Yisur of Gezel, that's Mamon Hekdesh. Kodesh Mizbeach, it's Meikara Tura Duruvein, Bahasha Tura Duruvein. Basically, it's your animal which simply has a, you know, goal of being a Korban, that is an Yisur Hanah. That's what the Nesiva says. And we that they're all there are ways of distinguishing. Rav Buchenstein, he has a third way of viewing Me'ilah, which is sort of above everything. He says that Me'ilah, there's a Gemara in Me'ilah on Daf Yud Chesem Adbeis, V'timo Ma'al, Kevan Sheshina Ma'al. Changing, Kevan Sheshina Ma'al. That Me'ilah means a change. Me'ilah means a change, means that every object of Hekdesh has a yi'ud, it has a goal, it has a destiny. Changing the destiny, let's say Kodesh Beda Kavayis was destined to be Nifta in order to be able to provide for the treasury of Hekdesh. Kodesh Mizbeach, this is used, these are for Korbanos, Changing the destiny, using the treasury money for Chulin rather than for Kodesh, taking the animal that's supposed to be a Korban and using it for your own purposes, that's the world of Me'ilah. Namely, it's above Hana'ah, it's above Gezel. In other words, you don't necessarily need the samamonim of Hotzah or of Hana'ah. Changing the destiny is enough, yes?
So the change within Hekdesh also would be...
Correct. In other words, that will, right. That will come to the examples when we come to Daf Kaf Zayin and Muddeis. How do we get into this? So the question is over here in terms of the Heichal. Namely, can we speak about that the internal part of the Heichal is, there is a din of Me'ilah. But in other words, namely, that if a person were to walk into the Heichal because it's hot outside and he were to be nana from the tzel, that would be Me'ilah. But if he's outside and the sun happens to be at an angle where he's in the shade of the Beis HaMikdash, that would not be Me'ilah. According to Rashi, Elu ve'elu are Me'ilah. This is Me'ilah Kedarka. This is Me'ilah Shelo Kedarka. That generally a roof and walls were built to protect the person inside, not the fellow outside. So this is Kedarka, this is Shelo Kedarka. The Me'iri and the Rabbeinu Chananel raised the possibility that there is no din of Me'ilah. It's not a kind of Me'ilah Shelo Kedarka. There's no din of Me'ilah when you're outside the Beis HaMikdash. Which of the possibilities that we mentioned would help us over here? Right. In other words, that if we view it that the Beis HaMikdash was built for a purpose, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was not to give shade to the people in Western Yerushalayim in the afternoon or Eastern Yerushalayim in the morning. That's not the purpose, or vice versa. That's not the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to be a Heichal, it's to be a Bayis, it's to be a Makom Kodesh. Then the Me'ilah would only be when you change the Yi'ud. Namely, if you have a place that was meant for avoda and you turn it into simply a recreational area for shade, you turn it into a park. That's Me'ilah. But there was never a yi'ud on the part of the outside, and therefore you can't speak about Me'ilah. Masha'enken, if you're talking about Hana'ah or if you're talking about Gezel, then lechora, it's much more difficult. You'd have to say sort of lev bezin masna. When they built it, they made a tenai that it's only for the inside, not for the outside. It's much more difficult. But if you understand it as a change of destiny, so only the bias indoors has this destiny, has this function towards Hekdesh. The outside has no function, so there's nothing to change. There'd be no din of Me'ilah. Yes?
That's all about the
point. Yes?
I think when you talk about inside and outside, the first thing that comes to my mind is Tumah.
It's only by Kli Cheres.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. But the Beit HaMikdash would not build a Cheres. Okay. You're pointing out that we have parallels in other areas of halacha. The question is as to whether the parallels are relevant or not. Okay. Yes?
Are you mowing the walls?
No, they were saying that the me'ilah is only when you change the yi'ud. The yi'ud of the walls and the roof was to serve as the area, as to a closed area in which you do avoda. We create a closed area of avoda. That was the purpose. That we'll talk about. Yeah, nachinami. That in other words. So that's what Aaron. Yeah, nachinami. In other words, as to whether you're doing something which is mechalel the purpose for which it was built. So by using these walls for purposes that they were not built, but the walls were built for that which is inside. They weren't built for the outside. Just saying from a theoretical perspective, Rabbeinu Hananel fits in much nicer with Rabbi Chassin's understanding. Masha Enkein, the Rashi can fit with all the understandings. It's not the, or particularly with Rabbi Chaim and the Or Sameach. So then the Gemara wants to bring another raya. Okay, so we saw that there was that Rava knocked off the raya according to Rashi because of Shelo Kedarko. Then we have to deal with the source of the Isur of Me'ilah. Are we talking about an Isur Achila that expands to an Isur Hano or not? That we saw in the Rambam and the Ravid. Or are we dealing over here with that which is derived from Truma, that was Tosfos? And then the question as to whether Shelo Kedarka, isn't it only a Ptur? How do we get to a Heter? So we saw either a local Heter of Tzorchei Rabim and Mitzvah, or are we dealing over here with the fact that the whole sugya previously, which dealt with the lowering down of Shelo Kedarka from a Daraisa to Rabbanan, that was dafka in the world of Isurim, Mashenkein, in the world of Kedusha, Yitachen one way or the other. Either like Avodah Zorah, it's going to be totally Aser, or Yitachen, that we'd have a total Heter. And Rabbi Nochananel and the Niri have a different approach, that there's no Me'ilah on the outside. Amar Rava, Meno Amin Allah, what's my Raya, that there is no Heter of Iefshar, according to Rav Yehuda, that even in a case of Iefshar, Becholzot is still the world of Isur Hanah still applies. Lulin hayupsuchim baliyas beis kodshe kodshim shebehem mishalshones haumnim betevos. This is a Mishnah, the Tanan, right? Not the time, the Tanan. This is a Mishnah in Midos that they would lower the umnim betevos shelo yazunu einehem beis kodshe kodshim. Ha'achah adlo efshar. The beis hamikdash has to be fixed. V'kamachave, and we're afraid that the Umnin would be nehene from the sites all around them, and therefore they had to be put into Tevos, because Kanered, we're dealing with an Isur. So you see that even in situations, if Iyeshar were one to be Machaven, one would be over an Isur according to Rav Yehuda. Okay, so over here, Tosus has this point that, just a minute, this isn't necessarily according to Rav Yehuda. You could set this Mishnah up like Rav Shimon. Okay, it's a Ha'ara. The problem is, of course, that that the Mishnah over here is describing the reality. This is what was done. It's hard to say that Rav Yehuda would disagree with the reality of what was done. You can have a machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon on theory, but in terms of this was the Metzius. Unless already they knew the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon and the Mishnah pasul like Rav Shimon, and that's why. But it wasn't okay. In any case, that's Tosas is Ara. So the Gemara says v'tispera. What would Abai answer? Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yishua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Kol Umare v'Reach, Ein Bahem Mishum Me'ila, that these are Dvarim She'ein Bahem Mamash, and there's no din of Me'ila, Ela Ma'ale Asu Bebeis Kodshei Kodshim. Namely, Me'ikar Hadin, we don't need the Tevos at all, because they're only Nehenah from the Mare. And the moment they're Nehenah from the Mare, Rashi understands, we would only have an Isur Drabana. That's what Rashi learns. Ein ben mishum me'ila da'oraisa. But we would only have over here an Isur Drabanan, and Rabbanan wouldn't be gozer, l'chora, to the poor umnin who are doing their job. So the Gemara answers that even though there is no me'ila da'oraisa, only me'ila Drabanan, ma'ala osu be'beis kodshei kodshim, to put them into tefos. And that's what the Gemara over here is answering. And Tosus points out that's not that we don't find that Rabbanan amdu on Isurim, but Rabbanan wouldn't make an Isur in a situation of Utsorech Latakein based Kodshe Kodshim. Tosus Yermasla Batispera. Then the Gemara continues, Ika da Amri Amarava Mino Aminala, the Tanyam Rabbi Shimon Pazim, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Shimon Bar Kapara, Ko Umare Vareach Ein Behem Yishum Me'ila. Me'ila Hu Daleka Ha Isura Ika. Namely, that we're assuming that even though there's no Me'ila, but there is still some level of Isur, Ma'ila Avla Osan Sha'om De Bifnim, even though it's Efshar, they're doing Avoda, V'chol that we're going to have an Isur to be Miskaven, the Lo Efshar V'kam Achaven V'asur, no, Lo Osan Ha'om Din Bachutz, where there's no Efshar, they could very well not get involved at all in a Maisa Hanoah, and only for them do we have an Isur for them to take a step forward, as Tosus points out, in order to be able to get more Hanoah. The Gemara, both in the Lishna Kama and in the Lishna Basra, speaks about levels of Isuri. Mala also bebeis kodshe kadoshim. Rashi says it assumes that we have an Isur Jerabonim. By Me'ila, Me'ila hu daleko ha'isura ika, Rashi again assumes we're dealing with an Isur Jerabonim. However, Alatar, in the previous Keta, Rabbi Nodavid said, Yitachain, they were dealing on a different level altogether. Rabbi Nodavid on Daf Kafei, on Daf Kavavim at Aleph, Dibra Maskel Shani Heichal, smack in the middle, he says that Kevan de Me'il Aleka, Mashma di Suri Drabonanhu. And then he continues, Ve'efshar Shenem, Shenomar, Shemasha Amru Me'iluhu Daleko Isura Ika, Bisura da Araisa Ka'amri. Bisura da Araisa Ka'amri, Shiyesh Devarim, Sha'afal Pishahain Bichlal Isur Minat Torah, Einon B'nei Me'ila. And in the addition with the footnotes, he brings some 10 situations where we find cases where we don't have Me'ila Midaraisa, but we still have an Isur da Araisa. If we say we're dealing with an Isur Drabanan, okay, we're dealing with an Isur Drabanan. To say that you're dealing with an Isur d'oraisa and not an Isur Drabanan, the Rambam, when he talks about Kol Umara V'Reach at the end of Perek...
Excuse me, what does that statement mean?
The Rambam uses the language, Kol Umara V'Reach shel hekdesh lo nehenin v'lo mohalin. So lo mo'alin means there's no me'ila. Lo nehenin, so you could learn it, lo nehenin means drabanan. That's Rambam, the previous halacha, osar lehanos behemi divrei sofrim. But what the Rabbi Nodavid raises the possibility that lo nehenin is a din da'araisa. What would that mean? Again, in terms of Yehuda's question, go back to the way, you know, it's the different tracks in which we thought of understanding the world of me'ila. Maybe, what is the Gemara saying? That in order to come under the world of Me'ila in terms of Korban, in terms of Karen V'Chomesh, in terms of Hizid B'Me'ila, maybe you're going to be Chayav Misidei Shamayim, what track do you need? A track of Dabar Shiesh Bo Mamash. A track of Dabar Shiesh Bo Mamash, that would bring you into the total world of Me'ila. However, even if we have a Dabar She'ein Bo Mamash, we could still have a din, the Oraisa of Me'ila, that would be called an Isur Daraisa, but without necessarily all of the Onashim.
Where
does that come from? What? So I want you to tell me where that would come from. But, in other words, working within the tracks of Me'ila, maybe what, in other words, no Yoni, what would you say? Nachon, Lachora, if, we, in other words, maybe in order to be chayav all of the chiyuvim of Me'ila, either on a level of Shogeg or Mezid, there you need a me'ila that would be a track of Gezel. And a me'ila on the level of a track of Gezel, there you would require a davar shiesh bo mamash. Since in order to steal something, there has to be mamashas. However, it could be that we have another track d'oraisa of an Isur Hanah. In Achinami, the Isur Hanah is not necessarily going to bring you to all the dinim of me'ila, but it's still asur mid'oraisa kisim ol ma'al, that we still would have, call it if you want to, Ari would say it's like a chatzi shir. It would be Hanoah without the Gezeva. There already could be Chayav even on the level of Dabar She'en Bo Mamash. The bottom line is that you're getting Hanoah. Namely, so one could learn over here the Gemara that that you don't have davar sheyesh b'mamash, there's simply nothing midorais, and all that we have is an isur drabanan. Certainly one could learn that way. However, the possibility that Rabbeinu David raises is saying, lo nehenin v'lo mo'alin. Namely, even though we don't have a din of me'ila, but lo nehenin, there's still an isur of hanah. That isur of hanah could still be an isur d'oraisa. It would be an isur d'oraisa without all of the consequences. But the, you know, we're talking about a person who's over an isur d'oraisa. The Tosus raises the fact that this is all within the Bavli. Within the Bavli, we have over here this principle that even though we're doing the davar she'ein bo mamash, there's still going to be an iser on some plane, d'oraisa d'rabbanan. However, the Yerushalmi points out that kol marav areach ein bohem yishum me'ila at all. Namely, that we would have a heter for a woman to be mevarer chitim la'or shel beis ha'sho'eva, that even though that or stems from kodesh, and therefore one is getting hana'ah from the or, the Yerushalmi understands that that would be mutter, you know, both d'oraisa and drabana. So we have over here three levels. What's the din of being nehene b'davar she'ein bo mamush of hekdesh? According to Yerushalmi, mutter. According to most meforshim on the Bavli, aser drabanan. According to Rabbeinu David, Yitzchak would have over here an iser d'oraisa of ein nehenin ve'ein mo'alin. Okay, all of that would fit over here into the Gemara.
According to
yes?
In Peshat, this is a higher than Rabbi Lucas Angler, Rabbi Lucas Angler. How does he handle anything with Ein Bo Mamash? Does he mention that earlier?
No, Ein Bo Mamash could be a criteria in all of them. The you know, it's clearly when we're, as we move from Gezeila to Hanoa to Shinui, the Ein Bo Mamash has most relevance to the world of Gezel. Has, you know, may or may not be relevant to the world of Hana'ah, may or may not be relevant to the world of Shinu Yi'ud. You know, it's that, you know, it's possible yes, possible no. In the world of Gezel Vade, it applies. So therefore, one could say, at the moment the Gemara says that you have an East Mi'ilo Hudalekoha Isura Ika, one could say that we have over here Tzvei Dinim, we have two tracks d'oraisa, Gezel and Hana'ah. Namely, that's not Reb Chaim or the Or Sameach, they're both right. We have these two tracks. The difference would be the track of Gezel would bring the consequences. The track of the Hanah would still be involved in the Iser, but wouldn't necessarily be an Iser with teeth. It would be an Iser without the consequences of Me'ila. So before we see the Gufa, there is a problem over here. Not a problem, but a something we have to ask ourselves. In terms of the ma'ala osu b'beis kodshe kodshe, we said that even though kol mara and reyach there is no me'ila, but ma'ala osu b'beis kodshe kodshe. L'chora, in other words, that in beis kodshe kodshe we have a heter to. I'm sorry, do it around. We have a chumra in the beis kodshe kodshe that one shouldn't be nehene, even though me'ikar hadin, there certainly would be room to be nehne. So the problem is that we don't find such an Isur by the Kohen Gadol. We don't find the Kohen Gadol, when he went into the Beis Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, he went in a teva, or he went in with his eyes closed. We don't find that, right? That there were any limitations on the Kohen Gadol. But more than that, and this is why I sent you to Teferes Yisrael on the Mishnah in Midos, we have a Gemara in Yuma, that on the Olei Regalim, when they would come, so they would open the doors of the ulam, and then the Olei Regalim would be able to stand there with the binoculars, and then they would move aside the parochas, and they would be able to be nehene from the aron and the kruvim, right? That they would see how the kruvim are looking at one another with a tremendous amount of ahava. That's the Kodesh HaKodashim that we're talking about. And they're being nehene from the mara of the Kodesh Kodashim. I mean, what's the het there? We had said mala asu, the base Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we see it doesn't apply to the Kohen Gadol.
Well, why can't things be pertinent to time and place? Time and place. Avodah v'Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, you have a head to go in, do your work, come on the way out. Anything you see is okay. During Olei Regalim, we want to instill Yira in the Am. So therefore, I open up the doors and I let everybody get Yira.
Okay, so let's just try and define it. Well, I mean, you're 100%, you're going certainly in the right direction. The third issue is, and this is within the Rambam itself, the Rambam says that this Ma'ala Asu, the base Kodesh Kodashim, was even if we had Umnin who had to fix the Heichal. If we have Umnin who have to fix the Heichal, then we should find Umnin who are... You have to print it out. Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Zayin Olcha Kav Gimel. The Rambam points out Yishoa Shenichnosim HaBanoim Livnotu L'taken B'Heichal. Forget about the Kodesh Kodeshim. In the Heichal itself, where you have the menorah, where you have the Mizbeach, where you have the Lechem HaPanim, if you have to fix something there, Shenichnosim HaBanoim Livnotu L'taken HaHeichal L'Hotzi Misham Et HaTumah Mitzvah Shiyu Nichnosim Kohenim Tmimim Lo Matzu Tmimim Yikonsu Balei Mumim Ein Shem Kohenim Yikonsu Leviim Lo Matzu Leviim Yikonsu Yisrael Mitzvah B'Tahorim Lo Matzu Tahorim Yikonsu Tmeim Tameyu Ba'al Mum Yikonis Ba'al Mum Ve'al Yikonis Tamei Shatumot Zuchuyah B'tzibur Ve'kol HaNichnosim LaHeichal L'Taken Yikonsu B'Tevot. Right, that they have to go in within the Tevot. This is the Ma'ala Osa, but the Rambam applies it to the world of the Heichal. The Gemara applies it to the world of the Kodesh Kodashim. That's what the Kesef Mishnah asks. Where in the world did the Rambam get this from? Yesh Litzmoa, the Mashon Masnis and the Dafka B'Kodesh HaKodashim. So the Mishnah Melech says, well, maybe this is only according to Abaye and Arasugya, that Rava would disagree. However, the Rav wanted to understand that we have over here, as Yehuda pointed out, a principle of the Ma'ala Asu, the Beis Kodshei Kodashim, a principle within this Isur of going in, being Nehene without the Teva. And that is the fact that the Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. This is not brought down in Hilchos Me'ila. Even though the Gemara asks, "Why isn't there Me'ila?" Gemara says, no, there's no Me'ila, Ma'ala Asu Beis Kodshei Kodashim. Namely, that we have a principle, and that's what I sent to the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash in Perek Beis, Halachos Beis, Gimel, Dalet. We have a principle that any Bia into the Mikdash has to be a Bia Litzorech. It has to be a Bia Litzorech Avoda. Any Kohen who goes into the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodashim, Shelobishas Avoda, that's called a Bia Rekanit. That's an Isra, a Yavo B'Choleis Al HaKodesh, that we have an Isra, Al Kol HaBayis, to go in at any time. The Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, for a Kohen Hedyo to go into the Kodesh. Anyone who goes in for no reason is over on an Iser. When a person goes in for a reason, then there is no limitations on his eyes. He's allowed to be Roa the way he usually is Roa. That's, in other words, that the moment he's going in Beheter, the moment he is going in Litzorech Avoda, this is part of the world of Avoda, then there's no din of there's no issue at all in terms of what his sight. In the world of Mara, we paskin in Kolin Mara, there's no Me'ila. In terms of Mora HaMikdash, if he's going in for a reason, there's no limitation on his sight. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol can look as long as he wants. The Kohanim can look around. The Umnin, there we have a problem. However, the Olei Regalim, as Yehuda pointed out, that's not a Bia Reikonis. They're coming into the Azara to be Mekayim Mitzvah of Lila Regel. Once they're coming into Mekayim Mitzvah of Lila Regel, they're allowed to see whatever they can see. Again, that we're starting off that there's no Iser of Mare on the world of Me'ila. What's the problem of Mare? Mare Osu. It's a din in Mora HaMikdash. But as long as you're there for a reason, then there's no limitation. The Umnin, be they Umnin either in the Kodesh Kodashim or be they Umnin in the Heichal, that B'chora, in the world of Avoda, is a Bia Reikonis. Therefore, they need the Tevos in order to be able to allow them to go in. Without the Teva, then we would have an Iser in terms of Mora Mikdash, Shema Yazunu Einehem. Okay, so we have over here that we're dealing within the world of Beis HaBechira. Within the world of Bias Mikdash, we have two types of a Bia. We have a Bia, which is Litzorech Avoda, and then there were no limitations on sight for Kohanim, for Kohen Gadol, or for Yisraelim, as long as they're doing a Bia, which is a mitzvah. When we're dealing with the Bia Reikonis, then even for a Kohen, we would have an issue, And that's, and there we would need the teva in order to be able to allow for the entrance at all. But then the ri'iya would be limited, that there shouldn't be a ri'iya of hana'a. Okay. We are two topics that we didn't yet discuss, so let's move over to the simply the order of the Marma Komos that I gave. The topic of the shofar. We pointed out that in terms of kol mare v'reyach, lo moalin v'lo nehenin, that there is no me'ila midaraisa, and that there, but b'chol zot we have an iser of hanoa, be it daraisa or drabanan. We move over to Hilchos Shofar and read the Rambam, and the Rambam reads beautifully. We read the Rambam. The Rambam says that shofar shel ola lo yitkabo. We have an iser on some plane. The imtaka yotza she'ein bekol din meila. That's what our Gemara paskins. And kol is no din meila. The imtomar halo nehne. And we have an iser of hanaa. Again, either da'oraisa or drabanan, due to our sugya isura ika. So halo nehne b'shmiyas hakol. Mitzvah Slavrei Hanos Nitnu. That's the way the Lechem Mishnah learns the Rambam, namely that we start off that there's no Mi'ila, because ein Mi'ila Bekol. And in terms of the Easter Hana, again, be it Doraisa Drabanan, Mitzvah Slavrei Hanos Nitnu. All of that is Kaftav Aferach. The problem is the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amarav Yehuda Shofar Shalola Lo Yiska, V'yim Taka Yotza, and the Gemara explains, my taima, ola bas me'ilahi. What do you mean, ola bas me'ilahi? B'shofar shel ola lo yiska kas ola bas me'ilahi. We just said that there is no din of me'ila in kol. Why over here with the Gemara? And with the Rambam is not a problem. The Rambam fits in very, very beautifully. The Rambam says, ain b'kol din me'ila. But the Gemara says that ola bas me'ilahi. Where does the Gemara come to ola bas me'ilahi? All you're doing is being tokeya in the shofar. But the Gemara says that's the source, that lo yiska, because ola bas me'ilahi. But the din of me'ilah doesn't apply to kol. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara asks, in other words, that when you're blowing the shofar, you're moel, and the Gemara answers that mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. But the me'ila, in other words, mitzad me'ila, that the Gemara doesn't reject. What? How do we deal with the Gemara? Not with the Rambam. The Rambam is fine. What do we do with the Gemara? So over here, this is the Or Sameach that I sent you to. That it, in other words, there, the Yoni in his Chabura pointed out it's also Tshuva of the Radvaz. I also found the same thing in the Mishnah Lemelech in Hilchos Kaya Mikdash. Namely, there's a direction of that we find within all the Achronim that we have to distinguish between two worlds. The world of our Sugya and the Yerushalmi, and the world of the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and the Kaf Kesem et Aleph. The world of our Sugya is we're dealing when you have a phenomena which is part of the world of Avoda, part of the world of Hekdesh. You have the Mare of the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Kol coming of the Levium. You have the Reach of the Ketores. And now you want to be Nehene from that which is currently being used in the world of Kodesh. There we say, Kol Mare v'Reach, Ein v'hem Ishum Me'ila. We have an Iser Hana, but there's no Iser of Me'ila. And according to the Yerushalmi, there's not even an Iser Hana, Ein v'hem Ishum Me'ila, and it's Mutar. However, if you would want to go and use Hekdesh, you would want to go and take a shofar that belongs to Hekdesh and blow it, or you want to go and take a beged that belongs to Hekdesh and put it on fire in order that you should be able to see all around you, that's not our sugya. That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about. That we have an ola bas me'ilahi. That's a din of me'ilah, namely that there two different concepts. One is being nehenah from the kol, the reyach, and the mara of hekdesh, and the other is taking a kli of hekdesh, or taking an object of hekdesh, and using it for your own purpose. There, in other words, that now I want you to distinguish. What's the difference between those two situations? What's the difference between being nehenah from the kol, mara, and reyach of hekdesh, and using nichse hekdesh for kol, mara, and reyach? Passive and active, but in terms of the world of me'ila, in terms of, we want to say that the former ain mo'alin, and the latter yesh mo'alin.
Whether you're affecting the yud.
So, okay, so if we're, okay, if we just take Rav Kalin's definition, so it's beautiful, right? In the former, you're not affecting the yud. The yud is going for whatever it's going. The levium are being shared, the katoris is going. The fact that you're being nana, that doesn't affect the yud at all. It's still going for its destiny. And therefore, in me'ila. Let's move over. What about, let's take another option. What if we're talking about a track of gezel? You're not taking anything. Right. The I'll go into someone's house and play his piano. That's gezel. But if he's playing his piano, I'm sitting in my house and enjoying it. That's gezel. Namely, that there's no track of gezel by simply enjoying that which is someone else is doing. In terms of the track of hanoa, there we have an issue. There we have an issue. And therefore, maybe, even if we say ein molad, maybe still ein nehen in on a deraisa plane.
If the way the Gemara Rosh Hashanah phrases it, as
yes,
opposed to the Achronim,
yes,
it sounds to me almost like Rosh Hashanah's Kavi versus Kavana.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about Lachora, someone who is blowing a shofar in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Yeah. And then similarly, the Rambam is talking about being blowing the shofar to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But in other words, the question. In other words, what right. So we're saying that this is right. That this is a different world. So it could be as you're pointing out that this is the world of that here you have kavana as opposed to the active passive, that which you have mentioned earlier, or it could be within the definitions of me'ila, taking the definition of Rebukenstein or taking the definition of Gezel, then it fits in very beautifully. Within the world of Hana, maybe no, but that may be exactly that we have a separate Isur Hana that has to be dealt with mitzvos levli Hanos Nitnu. That would fit in very nicely. Okay, what we left is, we got up to Gufa. What we have to see over here, we're going to move into a sugi of Nases Mitzvasa. So I gave you some Rambams that deal with that Chakira, what exactly Naaseis Mitzvasa accomplishes. And we'll see how Naaseis Mitzvasa works its way out in terms of the different Yisurim. That takes us to the two dots on Daf Kavav and Mibbeis. I don't know if we'll have a whole shiur on that because I don't know how much I have to add to what the Gemara and there's very little here in Rashi and Tosfos add. I'll try. But if not, what we may do is move into the next sugya, which deals with Shevach Shvach Eitzim B'Pat. Okay, we have a sugya that deals with two inyanim, Shvach Eitzim B'Pat and Zeves Zegoren. I'll try and break it down into only one area.
I don't know where this is.